This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm a little bit grumpy today because it's March 1st. Now, why would I be grumpy on March 1st? All right? Did I lose my virginity this day? No. I'm grumpy because rent is all of a sudden due. Now, I got car payments. I got rent. You know, it doesn't matter how many years you've been around on this earth. You're always in some sort of debt. I mean, I wanted to grow up saying, oh, I'm going to buy a house and pay it off. You can't do that. You can't pay things off like that. So we have car payments and multiple car payments because my kids aren't paying for their cars yet. And we bought, they're all used, but still. And we have all these bills to pay. Meanwhile, I lose out on 2 days of trying to make extra money to pay that. Or 3 days. Because February just happens to be a short month. So here we are, March 1st. A whole bunch of us woke up going, oh, wait a second. We have bills due on the 5th. I mean, they're supposed to be due today, but you have that extra 5-day grace period. And we go through this every year. We do this to ourselves. Everybody's like, oh, you know, when we have the time change and the daylight savings time changes and things like that, that's stressful. I think March 1st is one of the most stressful because you wake up and you're like, duh, we have to pay rent. Now, I get there's bigger fish to fry. There's so many other issues going on in this world. But every year, we stress ourselves out because we have a shortened month of February. Now, let me just kind of talk to you about where that all originated, because some of you guys kind of there's a lot of debate on, you know, on where we are with our calendars. So I did a little research, okay? February, as you know, is 28 days, except for leap years. Leap years, every 4 years, which ends up being election years, we get an extra day. As if we really want an election year to go any longer than it has to, we get an extra day, giving it 29 days. Now, in Roman times, the calendar was 10 months long, and our current months of January and February didn't exist. The year would run from March to December because it was more, it was more about, I guess, the harvest. Remember, December is 10. D-E-C, like decimeter. So our year was only 10 months. That's just the way it was. And it would basically follow March was the spring. That's when the harvest would grow. December, everything would die. But according to folklore, it was Roman King Numa Pompilius back in 713 B.C. He wanted to align the calendar with the lunar year. So he tacked on a couple more months before March. Supposedly, those months only had 28 days, so the Roman calendar ended up having 355 days. But Numa was superstitious, and even numbers were considered taboo. He didn't want any months to have even days, so they all had to have either 29 days or 31 days. I don't know how people kind of, man, you thought, what was it during the year 2000? Not the .com, but remember there was supposed to be some crash because our computers couldn't handle it. I forget the term. Oh, Y2K. Yeah, man, it must have been Y2K every month there. So, in order to have the whole year winding up on an odd number, one month had to have an even number of days. So, Februarius was 28 days. It was considered the unlucky month, and they're like, you know what, let's make it the shortest month. Now, again, this is Numa Pompilius. So he wanted all odd numbers, even numbers was taboo, bad luck. So if we were stuck with 1 month being that, so the whole year could end on an odd number, let's make it a short month and let's make it February. So Numa's calendar was Maritus, 31 days, which was March, Aprilius, 29 days, April, Maius, 31 days, Junius, which was June, Quintilis was... wait, really? Quintilis sounds like five. That's interesting. May, June. Anyway, Quintilis, 31 days. Sextilis, 29 days. September, well, that's interesting. Sextilis, you'd think that'd be six. Is it? September, 29 days. October, 31 days. November, then Ianarius, 29 days, which is January, and then February. So, historically, it appears that the number of days in February fluctuated over the next few centuries. Now, Julius Caesar comes into play. And he's the one that gets credit for making the calendar look more like a 365 solar calendar. But he was instructed by his astronomers to add a leap day to account for the discrepancy between the lunar and solar calendars. Hence, Julius Caesar is the father of the leap year. So if you guys ever play Trivial Pursuit, Julius Caesar is the one. Now, Pope Gregory the 13th had to adjust it again because there were issues that arose. So now we have the Gregorian calendar. So even though the Julian calendar was more accurate, it wasn't as accurate as it needed to be because an Earth's year is about 11 minutes short of 365 and a quarter days. So I guess our year is 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, 46 seconds. So they noticed that the calendar started to be 10 days out of whack, and that would really mess things up. I know everybody would call it climate change and global warming, but back then it was, no, our calendar is off. And I guess, you know, I mean, Putin would probably do something like this, right? Well, let me just change the calendar. So they didn't want Easter falling too late into the spring. So Pope Gregory the 13th tweaked the Julian calendar, subtracted 3 leap years in every 400 years ending in 00, meaning he's the one that made it where now every election year, every 4 years, we have a leap year. I don't give a damn, okay? The only thing I care about is rent is due, and I could have had 2 or 3 extra days of income that I could have tried to make to pay the rent. This is a problem. So, you know, I don't get it. You know, we pay for a 31-day month. I am paying for my car for 31 days, and I'm only getting it for 28 days every 4 years. That's BS. I think we're getting gypped. I don't know if this is some big, you know, conspiracy, but I think now we're here in 2022. Give us our extra 3 days so we get an extra 3 days of rent, because I'm tired of being gypped. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in.
1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Some of you have kind of asked me about, you know, Biden's poll numbers and what is he going to talk about for 2 hours tonight. I'm sure he's going to be bringing up his Supreme Court pick of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson and a bunch of other things that he's going to tout. But some of you guys have left questions on the answer line or comments, so let's go to that now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I.
Hi. I just randomly found your radio show while I'm driving. I'm a gig worker. I cover
Very
about
cool.
250
Thanks.
Miles a day doing grocery shopping and bringing goods to people stuck in their homes. anyway. I work for DIRT, but I don't care because I help people and that fills my heart. I never heard your radio show before. I love your passion. I guess, you know, I had a couple of things to say. One, how sad it is for the Supreme Court nomination to now think of herself as a diversity pick rather than the experience and the knowledge and everything that she has going for her, which is awfully ample. Now she has to be looked at as a diversity pick the rest of her life because that's exactly what she is. And that is really sad. I've actually been a Democrat and voted Democrat up until 2016 my whole adult life. So I would never want him to do that. And I don't, he's just playing into the woke people's hands. And it really is sad because he's, I don't think there's any, I would think there's nobody working class left voting for the blue because they've shown their colors and it's not pretty. I did have one comment to say because I actually really like when you're just on the roll and ranting. That's pretty cool. I'm definitely going to find you again and listen regularly.
Well, I appreciate it. I'd love for you to talk live because there's a couple things I want to ask you. And God bless you for what you do. We're going to stop here and talk about this. I'm very, very frustrated, and you guys have heard me say this. You know, as a woman, when somebody says, look, you know, we want to help women, we want to support women, so we are only going to choose a woman, or we are only going to choose a black woman. And the problem with that is, and I've said this before, is, you know, so basically what you're telling us is in order for us to be able to make it, you need to move mountains of applications and make all these adjustments in order to let us be in that pile that you will sift through to pick one. And it's, I mean, I think Ketanji Brown Jackson would have probably been a top pick anyway. But Biden had to decree that, like, to almost get that credit. And the reason why President Biden did that is he wanted to show that he was, you know, pro-diversity. He did it for his own gain. And when all he had to do was not say he was doing that, if he would have sacrificed political gain and said, look, I'm going to make the next Supreme Court pick, and then he chooses Judge, you know, Brown Jackson, that would have done so much more, and it would have been so much more powerful. Instead, it sinks because it's almost like, you know, he had to help that person out. He had to make it happen. He had to decree. And mind you, a Supreme Court pick is huge. It is a huge political advantage. It's a huge job. It's a lifelong appointment. Yes, there is an inherent, you know, thank you for doing this. Obviously he's in that power to make a Supreme Court justice, but to have to, prior to that, make this this decree that, you know what, this is what I am going to do, meaning if he didn't, then there would have been no chance. It's demeaning to Ketanji Brown Jackson. And it's frustrating. And I think a lot of people feel it, and they just don't want to say it. You know, and it's, he did that same thing with Kamala Harris. I am going to pick a woman as vice president. You know how many people would have been qualified for vice president? But because he had to decree it, it's like, okay, yeah, you know, he's going to give them a break. He's going to, you know, and it's demeaning when they do that, and it puts us back. That means the only way we could be a Supreme Court justice, the only way we could become a vice president, is if a man makes it happen. That's not the point. No, nobody is really understanding, you know, the trials and tribulations and the cause if it has to be decreed, you know? And people will say, well, no, because, you know, women aren't discriminated against and we've been, one form of discrimination is outing who they are and making it such a
such a qualification that you know, say, look, I want to pick the best person for the job. I am looking at all these interviews. I'm looking at all these applicants. And the best person for the job is Senator Harris or Judge Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. That would have been so much more meaningful. And it's instead, my problem is the selfishness of it all, where he wanted to have something that he could take to the polls, which is also demeaning in and of itself too. Look, guys, look at what I did. I picked a woman, so women should like me. I picked an African-American woman, so African-Americans should like me and vote for me. That's not how people vote. We're not that superficial to only choose somebody and vote for somebody because they made a Supreme Court pick or a vice president pick. All right, what drives us to the ballot box is national security, the economy, healthcare, education, policy, domestic, foreign. You're not going to buy me by saying, hey, I'm going to get Dahlia's vote because I picked a woman. That's not what drives my decision to choose a public official or a representative for this country. You know, and so we really need to be careful how we progress with this, because it keeps demeaning. So in the future, any politician that wants to appear diverse, appear progressive, etc., don't make a full-blown soapbox announcement and get all the media attention and have that listed under your credentials. Say, look, I'm going to choose the best person. Put that next to your name. I am choosing the best person for the job. And if that best person does end up being a female, a Latina, Asian, Caucasian, African American, then so let it be. You know, but to marginalize, you know, like we spoke about, you know, Justice Sotomayor, had a fantastic resume, very accomplished, but it's almost like, well, because we picked her, we're not going to consider any other Latina. Well, you know, I believe she's of Puerto Rican descent. You know, why is somebody saying that Puerto Ricans represent all of the Hispanic community? That's being discriminatory. The Hispanic community is rich and is represented by El Salvadorians, Costa Ricans, Mexicans, Cubans. But, you know, we really need to be careful how we progress, because I'm looking at all this and it's insulting. They're actually insulting people of all races when they do things like this. So I worry. So, you know, we're going to have tonight the State of the Union address, and it's going to be probably, look at what I've done. I hope the speechwriter, I hope his advisors kind of realize that you're going to stand up there and you're going to look like you're insulting the very people you're trying to look like you're quote-unquote saving. We don't need saving. We just need somebody to look at us and look at our application and realize that we have what it takes. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A miles-long Russian armored convoy nearing Kyiv on Tuesday, as well as heavy shelling of Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, has brought death and destruction to civilians and soldiers on both sides of the conflict. Peace talks on Monday were fruitless. Ned Price from the State Department lectern.
As the people of Ukraine continue to fight with courage and pride for their country, we will continue to provide them the assistance that they need.
A $350 million defense package was approved over the weekend for Ukrainian resistance fighters. More than a half million Ukrainian refugees have arrived in neighboring countries since Russia attacked. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee early on Tuesday called for a complete ban on international sport participation for Russian and Belarusian athletes and officials over the invasion of Ukraine. President Biden will give his State of the Union address at 9 p.m. Eastern tonight as lawmakers once again raise fencing around the Capitol. USA Radio News. The technology on renewable or green energy here in the United States is not abundant enough to quench America's energy needs at this time. Yet, the Biden administration expects us to stand by in the interim until the technology improves.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Biden administration wants to decrease the country's reliance on foreign oil by switching over to renewable energy. West Virginia AG Patrick Morrissey joins Fox Business to criticize this decision, saying that the United States needs to increase domestic fossil fuel production instead.
America needs energy independence and security to position ourselves on the global stage, and Biden's been undermining it every single day. That's the quickest way to get leverage and to push back on this. We don't need oil from Russia.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
7.5 million school children in California, Oregon, and Washington will no longer be required to wear masks, but for another 2 weeks, the masks must stay on. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've told you guys that in my family, no man seems to live longer than 62, 63 years old. And it's frustrating. You know, the women, we might get cancer, we might get a whole bunch of stuff, but we outlive the men. And maybe it's because the men in my family have been stubborn. Maybe it's because the men in my family for years didn't feel like they could talk to a doctor. Didn't feel like, you know, that it was something that, you know, it would be a sign of weakness to talk to somebody. And so joining us next, who I'm a huge fan of, is Dr. Judson Brandeis. He is a urologist, surgeon, researcher, educator. He is a men's health specialist. He's actually written a book called The 21st Century Man, Advice from 50 Top Doctors and Men's Health Experts to Help You Feel Great, Look Good, and have better sex. Now, see, guys' ears are perking up. They're like, ah, okay, you know what? I'll listen to a doctor.
Well, thank you, Dr. Brandeis. Thank you so much for joining us. So, yeah, wow. I mean, you being a urologist, so you see a plethora of issues. And talk to us about what you do.
Yeah, so I take care of men. So I was a general urologist. In fact, I think you and I crossed
yes.
paths when we were at UCLA. So
yes.
I did my residency at UCLA. I practiced general urology up in Northern California. And about 3 years ago, I became really interested in regenerative urology. So the ability for men to get erectile function back after they've lost it.
Wow.
And so, you know, at UCLA, we discovered the mechanism of action behind Viagra. We discovered nitric oxide as a second messenger. But there are a lot of things that we can do beyond that, using low-intensity shockwave therapy, using platelet-rich plasma, using stem cells, so that guys regenerate blood flow to the penis, and men who previously weren't able to achieve physical intimacy now are able to do that on their own.
Absolutely. And a big concern I notice is there, heart disease is kind of concurrent. So somebody having poor blood flow needs to also check the heart as well.
Absolutely. These are all circulatory issues. And so the data shows that 10 years after you develop erectile dysfunction, you're going to develop cardiovascular disease. The blood flow to the penis goes through 1 or 2 millimeter arteries. The blood flow to the heart goes to 3 to 4 millimeter arteries. So 10 years before you get cardiovascular disease, you get a warning sign.
Yep.
And that warning sign is that your penis doesn't work anymore.
Yep. And one of the most common causes of premature death is heart disease. And so urologists, I think, are on the front line of that. People think, you know, your art is just below the waist and kidneys, and it's not. You probably pick up a lot of heart disease with what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. I send a lot of my patients for calcium scores, and it's amazing what I come back with. Really, you know, I started out really focusing on sexual function, but then treating sexual function really opened my eyes to everything else that goes on in the body. And, you know, it's really, I really got sad when you, in your opening, you talked about the men in your life not living beyond 62, because the 21st century man is entirely about prevention and early intervention. And it's written in a way that men can relate to, because men are half as likely as women to go seek their primary care doctor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
why
men
is that?
Used to live, you know, we have this sort of toughness and ethos that, like, you know, we don't need help. We're the last person in the room to seek help.
Mm-hmm.
This independent spirit. But you know what? Being strong actually is learning how to ask for help at the right time.
It's true. It's true. I mean, I put everybody first in my family, and then I realize I'm no good to them if I'm not here, you know, and I tell, you know, the remaining men that are alive, you know, in my family, I go, look, you know, if you want to be there, you know, your job is to be here for the family, and leaving women widowed is not strength. So talk to us, Dr. Brandeis, about some of the advice you give people.
Yeah, this is the most comprehensive and medically accurate men's health book ever written. And the thing is, I don't know everything about everything, but I have colleagues that do. So I have a cardiologist that wrote the chapter about the heart, and a vascular surgeon that wrote the chapter about blood vessels. And I have therapists, and I have psychologists and dermatologists and plastic surgeons, and I have experts on health insurance. In order to get good health care in America, you have to understand the health care insurance.
Yes.
But it's so difficult and Byzantine. And the whole book is organized around the hero's journey. So it's not enough to know what you need to do. I mean, most men know. Don't drink, don't smoke, mm-hmm. don't do drugs, don't eat too much, exercise, do some stretching, do some meditation, be nice to other people. But we don't do that.
Right.
And so you have to see yourself as a hero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, if you see yourself as the hero of your own journey, if you see yourself as important, as essential to your own family, to your community, to your job, then the decisions that you make will reflect the fact that you see yourself as a hero. You know, if you see Tiger Woods or some athlete as a hero, You know, first of all, those people have their own problems. Yep. Even people that appear on paper to be perfect, they have their own problems. You know, so, but focus on your own problems and focus on making good decisions so that you don't end up with unnecessary problems.
That is so true. We're speaking to Dr. Judson Brandeis and his compilation, which I agree is one of the most comprehensive books I've seen, The 21st Century Man, advice from 50 top doctors and men's health experts. You know, it's true. You need to do a task. If you make it a task and a mission, because, you know, same thing with the diet. Okay, you need to go on a diet. No. We need to give direct goals, and I think that's a great goal. And mental health. I love how you touch upon mental health, because a lot of men, they feel like, nah, that's girly stuff. It's true. If you aren't in the, I mean, look at all these bodybuilders. They get into the zone, you know, beast mode. You got to get into beast mode in order to, you know, reach that goal.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's really interesting. It depends on what your goal is. So there's that Harvard longevity study, which I'm sure you're familiar with, that followed men for 75 years, men from Harvard and then men from Southie, which is kind of the lousy socioeconomic part of Boston. And what they found both in the rich and in the poor men in the study is that the quality of your relationships is by far and away the most important factor in your health and happiness. More important than your PSA or your heart score or whether you take aspirin. So not only do you have to take care of your physical self, but you have to take care of your relationships. You have to take care of your mental health. I mean, I'm sure as you know, longevity for white middle-aged men in the United States is in decline.
Mm-hmm.
And it's declining because of alcohol, opioids, and suicide.
Mm-hmm. African-American, Hispanic, it's diet,
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Men's health in this country is a disaster.
Exactly. And now after COVID, you know. So, you know, in the last minute or so, how do people approach some of your teachings and tell how can people find you in the book?
Yeah, so to find the book, go to the 21stcenturyman.com, all written out in letters. And to find me, it's Brandeis, M-D, BrandeisMD.com. I would purchase the book. I would read the introduction and the first chapter and the table of contents. It's a long book, 900 pages, but it's not a 900-page book for everyone. Pick and choose the chapters that are relevant to you. They're all written by national experts in each of their respective fields. And there's some chapters in there that you would never expect, like A Guy's Guide to Menopause, or Stupid Things That Men Do to Get Themselves in the Emergency Room. I could go on and on for hours, but it's super important that men buy this book, or if you're a woman listening, buy it for the men in the life that you love.
So true. And, you know, Father's Day is going to be coming up, so that sounds like a great present as well. Dr. Brandeis,
absolutely.
Thank you and your team. God bless you. Can't wait to have you back.
Oh, great. Thank you so much, Dahlia, for having me on. It's really an honor.
Anytime. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Jordan asks if I could expand on Putin possibly having Parkinson's. I had brought up, yeah, I think it was the other day when they were concerned about Putin's health, and there was some rumor that he had Parkinson's. That rumor didn't start this year. That rumor started, I think it was in 2020. And there was actually very interesting. Okay, I'm looking this up now. There was a rumor that Vladimir Putin might be retiring. This was according to Moscow political scientist Professor Valery Solovey.
Now, at the time, Putin was 68 years old. He's currently 69. And he had been observed to have less fluid movements in his extremities and a gait, a walk that was insinuating progressive stiffness. So this prompted rumors he could have Parkinson's. Now, the Kremlin denied the claims. They said it's nonsense. He's in good health. And I didn't really give it much thought. You know, I told you guys I really don't like, you know, expanding on rumors. But what I did do is when this rumor did come into play, I just kind of explained what Parkinson's was. I said there was a rumor. I don't really necessarily think that it's, you know, anything to necessarily, you know, make national headlines on. But if he was developing Parkinson's, yes, that could possibly make him more moody, depressed, anxious. But I told you, I think the reason why Putin's doing this with Ukraine is because of power, of his own probably political concerns or his longevity. And I mean, hell, if he orchestrates a mass expansion of Russia or returns the Soviet Union to its original borders, then, you know, he politically gets to have a lot more, shall we say, safety, maybe? Is that the word? Maybe not safe in that sense. But, you know, a legitimacy. So Parkinson's, we've discussed this, it is the second most common neurodegenerative disorder. It follows Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is the most common. And it hits about 1% of the world's population. Even though you could get it younger, like Michael J. Fox, usually will hit over 60 years old. In the U.S., over 60,000 new cases are diagnosed each year. Now, what happens is it affects several areas of the brain, primarily the substantia nigra. The substantia nigra, if affected, it can alter balance and movement because the substantia nigra, that's an area that produces dopamine. So if you lack dopamine, you could then start, sadly, getting Parkinson's. Now, Parkinson's was first described in 1817 by James Parkinson. So, yeah, who saw that coming? Yeah, well, James Parkinson had noticed that some older individuals had a shaking palsy. And this palsy is where you have something wrong with the limb, neurologically based, and they found that people would start to shake. It's very interesting. If you watch the I Love Lucy reruns, now I have to look it up if the actor that played Fred had, you know, Fred and Ethel, if he had Parkinson's, but you see a tremor. I'll double check. I need to look that up. And so, you know, older individuals or individuals that lived long enough to be older could, sadly develop these sort of palsies. And so symptoms include stiffness, rigidity, poor balance, a tremor at rest. The tremor looks like a pill rolling tremor. So as opposed to people shaking when they need to grab something, when they move the arm, the shaking stops. But they have the tremor at rest, and it looks like they're sitting there playing with a pill. I remember my grandmother having something like that. And I'm like, "What's in your hands, Grandma?" And there was nothing in her hands. And she just couldn't stop her hands doing that. The movement became to be slower, inability to move, shuffling steps and gaits. And then, so your walk, because you don't trust your balance, you start to be very, very careful, and you don't really have the nice long strides, you know, where you're kind of walking in. And have you guys seen that meme? There was this meme right before COVID, or actually during COVID and the whole mask thing, you saw a cat take a stride into a store, and then they flip the image going, "I forgot my mask." And you see these big strides that people, you know, that we have with a balance and with dopamine and with a functioning cerebellum and all sorts of things in play to have that nice, long, confident stride in your gait. But people with Parkinson's can get depression, anxiety, memory loss, constipation. You could have issues with your smell, difficulty. Now, a lot of you guys are like, "Well, that sounds like COVID." Yeah, I wonder if COVID can be inducing or long COVID can be inducing kind of a Parkinsonian sort of thing. The problem is we really haven't seen the palsy. I don't think we've seen the tremors. I am going to look that up because, you know, there's so many things associated with long COVID. But you wonder. The thing with difficult, with decreased ability to smell, we see that with dementia. We see that with so many things. So we know COVID can affect the brain. So I don't know if I would make that direct link, but it is something to investigate. People with Parkinson's will start to have difficulty swallowing. Many of them won't be able to feed themselves. They'll have erectile dysfunction, pneumonia, fractures from falling. So you're not moving. You don't have great strides, so you're not keeping that muscle up. The reason why and the bone density, the reason why we tell older people to walk and get out there is because one thing that helps keep bones strong is using your bones. Well, if you're not moving that much, then your bones start to weaken. Same thing with pneumonia. If you're not taking big deep breaths because you're exercising, because you're walking, if you're not using the lungs, then those areas of the lungs get like an attic. They get dusty, cobwebby, so to speak. And so you're more at risk for pneumonia. You could also get hallucinations, delusions, dementia. So, yeah, you know, could Putin be under a delusion? Could this be part of his Parkinson's? Well, you know, could be. Like I said, I think this is more greed. I think that, you know, what he's doing with Ukraine is he wants to expand. He's, I've heard he actually has moved his family into a bunker to protect them against nuclear fallout. So, I mean, I don't know what the heck is going on in this guy's head, but I think it's a whole bunch of things. So who's at risk? Well, most cases are idiopathic, meaning we don't know why it happens. It just happens. Sometimes it's genetic. Multiple genes have been identified, and the average age of onset is about 60 years old. But as I've said, we have seen younger individuals, even juvenile onset, before the age of 20. We see this more in men than women, but women could get it too. We're also noticing that people who've had a history of head trauma seem to be more inclined. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, some of these studies with NFL now that they're doing with the NFL players, you know, and also soccer players on if we see a higher incidence. They've even said exposures to herbicides and pesticides have been linked to an increased risk of Parkinson's. So the stages go from mild to where you only see them on one side of the body, a tremor of one hand, one leg might be clumsy, some rigidness, one side of the face might be affected, so the expression isn't that the expression might be blunted. Then stage two is where you start to see it bilaterally, loss of facial expression on both sides, blinking might be decreased, some speech abnormalities, some muscle rigidity. By stage three, you're already moderate. You'll start to slow your movement, loss of balance, make some involuntary issues where you're trying to manage some movements. And then so four and five are more severe, where they're having trouble standing or sitting or walking without help. So we treat it with levodopa, carbidopa, dopamine agonists, physical therapy, occupational therapy. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.